It's interesting how patterns can influence your mind so very strongly. How there's this pattern to just tapping, kind of like the pattern to my voice, that just moseys and meanders along. Something you just kind of focus on. And that tapping you hear, sometimes out of tune, because I'm completely tone deaf. I hope you can forgive me, but just listen to that tapping. Breathe for me. Close your eyes. And just imagine if that tapping was a light little thumper paddle. Just gently tapping against your ass. Softly. Not intending to hurt. Just to give you that sensation. That impact. That pattern. Tapping, tapping, tapping. Becoming a part of your circulation. A part of the resonance of your body. So close and touching and tapping, and as you visualize and experience and let yourself feel me tapping you, I want to show you how pattern interruption can be a really fun way to go into trance via impact. Feel that padding, that tapping. But then when there's a shock and interruption, you will find your mind drop into trance. Let's try it. Relaxing. And drop. Or in this case, a tapping. Light, easy. And then one hard smack against your ass. And that hard smack pushes you forward. It drops you into trance. Sounding like a clap as my hand comes to replace the paddle. As I spank you. And that spanking, you drop deeper with every one. Good. Feel my hands rubbing over your back. Fingers trailing against your skin. You're nice and relaxed. And I love that. It's super cute on you. But I need you to wake up, okay? So one, two, three, four, wake up. Hey, come back to me. Now, wasn't that fun? Wouldn't you like to go again? Say yes, Shibby, if you're in a space where you can. If you're in a space where you can, just think it. Good. You're doing perfect. So, that was the sound of taps. And the fun thing is I can tap you anywhere. It doesn't have to be your ass. I can touch your shoulders, your chest, your arms. And with any of these places, all I have to do is give one heart smack. You drop. You drop nice and deep. You drop feeling good. Good. Now, I can be lazy as a hypnotist, and oh, it's one of the fun things about hypnosis. I'm gonna wake you up now, okay? One, two, three, wake up. Come back. Pay attention now. One of the things I like about a hypnotist is, say I just did a really hard arms day at the gym, and I just do not want to smack you right now. I mean, I want to, but, the constant tapping, it's fatiguing. But, if I just want to sit here, I can make you do all the work. So, I want you to take your hand, and I want you to place it somewhere on your body that's easy and comfortable to reach. And I want you to start tapping. Close your eyes. Feel my presence with you. My breath on the back of your neck. My hands on you. And just give gentle, gentle taps. And when you hear a loud noise, I want you to smack hard that one time. And then I want you to drop. Your hand able to go limp, no longer having to tap. And that's going to feel really good as you sink into trance. So let's try that, okay? Tap yourself. Tap. 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 Drop. Good. Good. Just relaxing now. Feeling so good to not have to move your hand for a little bit. You see how much work that is for me? But that's okay, because you are such a good subject. Such a wonderful little thing for me to play with that. You'll do the work for me, won't you? Yes, you will. Waking up in one, two, three, wake up. Alright, there you go. You are doing perfect. Now let's try that again, using your other hand. Just start tapping somewhere, anywhere you want. Just helping you practice, so that even if at first you're not really feeling it, just play along and eventually the practice will set in. You'll be so relaxed and so comfortable and so used to it that you just drop for me. Drop for me nice and hard. There you go. That's it. Very good. You see, that's the really, really fun thing with hypnosis. The more you know about it, the easier it is for it to work on you. It's the most fun form of manipulation because I can just taunt my victim. I mean, subject. But I can't lie. I'm a hypno-dom, naturally. Not a recorded script by someone who doesn't know what it is. This is me, and I like that little edge of top space. I like going to that place where I picture myself as an evil villainess on her throne, just playing with her minions, treating them like her toys. Just imagining you there, squirming on the floor for me as I play with you. I think that's actually for other files. This one we were focusing on impact stuff, right? Yeah. So do it again. Tap, tap. nice and steady against your skin. And just drum. Just drum for me. Good. And wake up in 1, 2, 3, wake up. It's funny how the loud noise can work both in and out of trance, and can bring you both in and out of trance, and it's so fun that intention is what really matters. Your mind knows what I want from it, and so it interprets it, sometimes a little bit differently if that's what's needed to make that thought stick, to make that trigger work, to make you just drum. From something as simple as a snap with a word. Feeling so good, feeling so hazy, and coming up now. 1, 2, 3, wake up. Now I wish I could claim that me changing things up constantly is some master genius confusion technique. And actually, that could kind of work for some people. But no, I'm just, you know, have the attention span of a squirrel. Which is why it's so nice to be able to bypass those long inductions and just make you drop. Just because I tell you to. Just because you know it's what it's expected, and I've reached through and circumvented everything until I've wrapped you around my fucking fingers, and just by snapping them, I can have you again as mine. Deep and wonderful, fun trance. Deep into a world of pleasure. Deep as to me with my mojo, just using you as my little plaything. My voice like a spell wrapping around you, tying you tight. And then you feel it again. Dun, da, da. Except I'm bored of the other thing. We're not just going to take you into trance anymore, sweetheart. We're gonna do something with it. Focus on those taps. Focus on every little sound around you. And let every single one of these sounds become a sensation. A trickle, a tingle. Light little bit of pleasure. Just tiny little taps of pleasure. Each one on their own so small. But as you tap the same place over and over, you'll find, just like with this sound, just like with any sound, that they start to overload that spot with sensory feelings. Your nerves alight and pleasure. Pleasure begins to build with every single sound you hear. My voice, my words, my fingers rubbing against each other, each one tempting to give you something even more. A snap trigger, a pleasure trigger. A nice another pattern interruption, except this one starts something. This one attaches something. This makes it so that whenever you hear me snap my fingers, you will feel a jolt of sexual pleasure. And these little sounds I make with my fingers, rubbing and teasing, those will build your excitement. Just every little sound you hear has a purpose, and its purpose is to fuck your mind. To send you into such deep, horny pleasure that your mind is a hazy, mushy, blissful place. with no other thoughts than being controlled by me feels really, really good. Binding you even deeper under my spell, so that when you submit, you really, truly feel dominated, controlled, helpless, and yet free. Free to just relax, because you don't have to be in control anymore. For just a little bit, it's me. I've got you. Everything that happens now, you've consented to, and if you ever need to, you can say red. You can pull yourself out, but tonight's just gonna be about pleasure. Attaching pleasure to snap, to making it so when you hear me speak to you, my voice causes you to sink into trance, if that's my intent. I don't even have to say anything hypnotic. I could literally talk about the weather, and so long as I do it in this voice, you can't help but fall into that same mental pattern as when you were listening to the taps. So that my voice spoken like this just helps you follow a pattern, entrances you and mesmerizes you. Until when I want to, I can just say, drop, 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 and you will sink, 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 and you will fall deeper and deeper and deeper until your mind is just hazy, blissful mush. Pleasure overwhelming your senses. Pleasure as you sink deeper. And the deeper you go, the better it feels, the better it feels, the deeper you go. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure wrapping around you. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. A 360 whirlpooling feel. As the pleasure just rushes around you, the pleasure goes through your body, the pleasure goes through your brain, going down into your groin, filling you up. Pleasure that rubs against all the right things. Pleasure that extends all over, rubbing, touching, and tingling, and teasing, and pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Pleasure that builds within your mind. Drips and droplets, they fill you. Pleasure that just gets stronger and stronger with each and every snap. Pleasure that you just can't do anything about. It's an unending assault. Overwhelming, overdone, fizzling, brainless, breathy, feeling good, snapping makes you drop into pleasure more and more, and you clench all, and you clench, and you might just come for me if you can. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, feel the pleasure, clench and come. Oh, clench and come. Feel those tingles of pleasure just running over your mind like a spider web. Each one being touched and tingled, and the vibrations spreading further, more and more, till every little synapse in your brain is alive with it. Pleasure, pleasure, deep, wonderful pleasure. Finding that dial, that control room in your mind, turning it up, up, turn up the pleasure. Pleasure with each and every snap, that pleasure goes through you again and again. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Wait, let's wake up for a second, okay? 1, 2, 3, wake up. Ooh, my hands are getting so fucking tired of snapping. So, whatever are we going to do? Well, you know, it's actually kind of easy to turn one trigger into another when it's something like a snap, to a clap, for example. Or, making it so any loud noise for a little bit is going to cause you lots of pleasure. Before I take you back down again, I will mention things like fireworks or car doors slamming could set this off. But you have agency. And I want you to know that you can make sure that this only happens to you in appropriate environments when it's safe and would be fun. But it would be fun, wouldn't it? To feel pleasure at every loud noise for a little bit. Something that you can turn on and off as you wish. And, oh, I would just love to be the one to give that to you. So, why don't we just focus back on the tapping? Focus back on my words, my voice, my presence in your mind and your ears. Focus and sink and drop. While I have you just like this, I want you to look at that snap trigger, however you have it embedded inside of you. That pleasure trigger from hearing a snap. And I want you to tie it to the sound of a clap, which can sometimes be resonated by any loud noise, but when you hear a clap, I want you to think of a spank. Would you think of my hand on your ass giving you a nice smack? It feels good. Because your body has the ability to belong to your mind to the point that when you're deeply entranced in hypnosis, it doesn't hurt anymore. It's a faraway thing, and you feel so good that it just feels good when I smack you on the ass. You just feel pleasure when I smack that cute ass. You just like it. You want it. It makes you feel appreciated. It makes you feel sexy. It makes you feel sexual. It makes you feel sex and pleasure. Sex and pleasure. Sex and pleasure. As it just runs over you again and again and again. Sex and pleasure. And just attach those triggers to a place that has a little safety release. So that it's something you can turn on or off. Like a little switch. Something that only comes out in appropriate environments. And I bet fireworks would be really fun. But let's bring you up again, okay? 1, 2, 3. Wake up. Isn't it fun how a snap can take you down, but a snap can also bring you back up? But let's try this. You did great. How did that feel? Did you like it? I liked doing it to you. It's honestly been too long since I've done this with you. It's just so fucking fun to put aside the scripts, to put aside everybody else's wants and needs, for me to just take control and be free to whisper in your ear and to play with you and fuck with you like my plaything. I missed it. And you are going to be so fucked. If you keep listening. But that could be a good thing. Being fucked. Having your mind fucked by my voice. Fucked so hard that you're hazy and blissfully blank and like you have to think through a fog because there's this cloud of pleasure just resting and covering your whole brain, this foggy, hazy, blissful sheen, and it's hard to think. It's hard to do anything except sink, to flirt, to fall deeper and deeper under my voice, feeling so good, having so much fun, deeper every time I bring you down, even deeper if you didn't even realize I was doing it until I was done, and you were dropped deeper. Good. You're doing so good. Just relaxing for me more and more. Feeling pleasure. Every time. Pleasure that fills you up. Pleasure that feels so good. Pleasure that seizes inside of you. Smacking your ass, fucking your mind. Feeling that pleasure surge around you. That impact, that thud, that pattern. Just pleasure, pulsing, pleasure, filling. Pleasure so strong and so sexual that you could just come. As I count you up, as I count you down. As I count you from 1 to 10, feeling the pleasure accelerating with every number. 1. Growing stronger. 2. Pleasure. 3. Hard to think. 4. Just pleasure. 5. Horny. 6. Pleasure. 7. Feeling so good. 8. More pleasure. 9. Smacking that ass. 10. Oh my god. Overloaded pleasure. Overloaded. Feeling so good. Pleasure. Pleasure as I count you down to coming for me nice and hard, my good little slut. Let me make you my bitch completely and show you how good it feels to just relax. Relaxing even though you're so excited, your body relaxed except for your crunch. Your hips moving because it feels good to move. It feels good to thrust into that pleasure. It feels good to thrust into it. Being such a good pet for me. Yes, feeling that pleasure is 10. We go down 9. 8 jolts of pleasure. 7 sexual, sweet, wonderful. 6. 5. Feeling so good. 3. More. 2. I want you to. I want you to. 1. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Yes, I want you to feel that pleasure exploding in your brain. It's what we call a mindgasm, the pleasure that trickles over your body like a wonderful... Oh, yes, so hard to even form thoughts because the pleasure overwhelms you. The pleasure, it's just beating into you again and again. Pleasure that you ride like a wave of pleasure as you come for me. Come for me. I need it. I want it. I need that fucking power. Give me that power over you. Come for me. Come for me. You hear me, slut? Be a good bitch and come for me. Oh, yes, I want it. I need it. It's so fun and it feels so good and I want to make you feel good. Feel good for me, baby. Come. Yes, come for me. Smack that cute little ass. Come. Thrusting into it. Feeling it. Come. Fuck. Shit, that gives me shivers too. Let's wake you up though. 1, 2, 3. Wake up. Ooh. Was it good for you? It was good for me.